Mitch Morris is with us now on the line. The Bills' new center signed last week to a free agent contract with the Buffalo Bills. Hello, Mitch. John Murphy and Joe Biscaglia here in our One Buffalo studio at One Bills Drive. Sorry we missed you last week. That was kind of a hectic free-for-all last Wednesday. Which day was it? It was Thursday when you were here with the rest of the free agents.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on.
Where are you calling from, Mitch?
I'm here in Kansas City right now trying to get everything ready to roll back to Buffalo.
You're moving then? You're moving the family here to Buffalo eventually? Or?
Yeah, me and the wife are going to head up there probably sometime in the next few weeks, maybe in a week or so.
And you got mid-April report time, I guess, for the optional off-season condition. I imagine you're getting ready for that, right?
Oh, yes.
Not optional in your mind?
No.
Hey, Mitch, tell us the process that got you here to Buffalo. You could not have been surprised knowing about the Bills' needs and what the Bills' focus might have been in free agency that you wound up here with the Buffalo Bills.
You know, it's no one really told me how crazy all that can be. I mean, you kind of have a rough guess of where you could possibly end up. And then, you know, for about 24 hours, your life is a whirlwind. And then the opportunity arose. And I mean, it was a pretty easy choice after, you know, talking with my agent and just kind of doing a little research and vetting. It just seemed like the perfect place for me and my family and a place to kind of just grow as a person and grow as a football player.
Was it an easy choice because of the opportunity, or was it the money, or what made it an easy choice for you?
You know, it was both. I mean, you'd be lying if you said it wasn't both. But, you know, for me, I never went out trying to be the highest paid center, to be honest. And it still kind of makes me uncomfortable if I'm being frank. It's just kind of something I've never wanted to be. But, you know, it's not the worst thing. Just talking to the people, kind of understanding the owners and their mindset, and, you know, Coach McDermott, and, you know, understanding that he was, you know, kind of through Coach Reed. You know, he's just such a family-oriented dude. That kind of floated my boat. And that's my cup of tea. So it was a fairly easy choice after that part.
Hey, Mitch, when you did your vetting, even before talking to Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, the Pegulas, I mean, who did you kind of reach out to find out what Buffalo and this regime and this locker room was all about?
Sure. I really didn't have too many contact points, but, you know, Ike. He's a offensive lineman, and so I reached out to Ike, and he mm-hmm. you know, he said only good things. And I knew Marcus Murphy was here, which is a buddy of mine, and he seems to be enjoying it. You know, for me, it wasn't too hard. I was about to reach out to Eric Wood, but everything kind of came to fruition so quickly that I wasn't able to reach out to him. But that really wasn't. I really wasn't too worried about all that.
Mitch Morse on the line with us, the Bills center, signed to a free agent contract going into his fifth season in the NFL. Tell me about the first four seasons in the NFL with the Chiefs, Mitch. You obviously had success on a well-coached and finely-tuned offensive machine there in Kansas City. Is it difficult to leave a situation that had been going so well in Kansas City for the last few years?
Well, you know, mostly difficult for personal reasons. You know, my family and I really liked the city of Kansas City. You know, we planted our roots here. I think it's part of the business. You're moving on, and I think for me, it's going to really help me as a football player. You know, sometimes change is a little bit unsettling, but in this instance, I think it's the best thing for me. And to answer your question, I'm really looking forward to the change. I think it's just the way it goes, and I couldn't be in a better position.
Mitch, this might sound a little weird, but I'm guessing you might find that Buffalo and Kansas City are a little bit similar, just in terms of the type of people and the type of atmosphere, the avid interest in the NFL team. Have you noticed anything like that in your initial stop?
Absolutely. I have to admit the fans are such an integral part of, you know, me choosing Buffalo, and the fact that they're so passionate about the team. You have just blue-collar folk, just, you know, really down-to-earth people. You know, I feel like it's a Midwest feel, much like Kansas City in that department. I definitely feel like they're both very passionate fan bases, and I'm looking for, I don't know how many people who jump off of stuff and break their face on tables, so I'm looking forward to kind of feeling that culture, and those are my kind of people.
Mitch, when you were coming out of Mizzou, you were a right tackle, correct?
Yeah.
When you came to it, and Kansas City wanted to move you inside to center, no less. I mean, how much did you kind of struggle with that early on, or what exactly was that learning curve like? And certainly, and did you ever expect it to land you what it did, this free agency?
Oh man, to answer that last bit, no way. I was just trying to focus on one day at a time, to be honest with you, especially getting in the season, my rookie season. I kind of bounced around. My sophomore season, I was played some center. My junior season, I was right tackle. Senior season, left tackle. So every year, I kind of changed positions. And at the point, I was just looking forward to the opportunity, and the, you know, Coach Reed put me in an opportunity to play early and kind of prove myself and trial by fire. And I guess the biggest thing was, first of all, the speed and the strength. Everyone is just at the top of their game, and then I played in a kind of a spread offense where there was only five or six guys in the line of scrimmage. And then you go in and you put power big boy football. You put eight or nine guys in the line of scrimmage. Well, the defense is going to mirror that. So I've never seen more than six guys on in the box. And now there's, you know, eight or nine dudes. So just kind of identifying and understanding, the pro style football. It definitely was a big leap for me, but I was able to kind of learn as it went on. It was a lot of trial and error and getting whooped up a bit in practice, but I think that's part of the gig, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mitch, it doesn't seem like there are a lot of similarities between Pat Mahomes and Buffalo's Josh Allen, and yet for the second consecutive year, you'll be this center for a pretty talented second-year quarterback in the NFL. Have you thought about that at all, and maybe some of the things you were able to do for Mahomes that might translate to Josh?
I think for me, my job is just to make Josh's life as easy as possible. Being just kind of like a liaison between the offensive line and Josh, just trying to make his job a lot easier. Pat and I learned a lot from each other this year. I mean, he's a special talent, and he helped me out probably way more than I helped him out. But I think it's good to have a kind of a continuous, line of communication. It's kind of being on the same, having the same verbiage and kind of seeing the same thing. So, I mean, that's going to help immensely when we just get to know each other, probably hang out off the field a bit just to kind of see how he works. I love to see how he thinks and how he processes the game. So I'm really excited. Josh was a big reason why, another big reason why I came to Buffalo. I think you have to have a quarterback. Your team has to be revolved around a talented quarterback to go deep into the playoffs, and I think Josh has the capability to do that.
Hey, Mitch, you only got a small taste of Buffalo. I mean, you were here for only a few days, but what kind of stood out to you about even in just those few days about what you like the most about it?
Yeah, I like the people. I think the people are just very friendly, really passionate about their teams. And, just a hard-working group of folk who, try to make each other's lives a lot easier. It really does have a Midwest feel in that department. And besides that, the wings are crazy good. And I'm looking forward to kind of eating my way through town. I can use all the help I can get, to be honest.
Did you get to a hockey game the other night when you were here, Mitch? You were talking about it.
Shoot, no. I talked a big game, and then I forgot that I had previous engagement with my O-line coach to go eat. So
okay.
I had to dip out on that. But I heard the Sabres had a big win the other night against the Blues.
Yeah, that was pretty big for them.
Good deal.
Hey, last thing I got for you, Mitch. There's five new offensive linemen signed here over the last couple of weeks, and you met them, two new offensive line coaches. How soon can you guys pull this together, figure out who's playing where and how we're going to play? I mean, that seems like offensive lines seem to thrive when there's continuity. You guys don't have that experience now to lean on, right?
Right. Well, I feel like every year in the league, I mean, you have guys come and go, so you have to do that on a much more minute level, but you do have to find, no offensive line group's the exact same. And so for us, this will just be that on kind of a grander scale, getting to know the guys. And that's when OTAs are so important. So I think it'll be finding our own niche, us understanding how coach thinks, and he's going to kind of understand how we as individuals process information and practice. And so it'll be for sure a little learning curve. But, as long as we're hitting stride week one, that's the only thing. I'm sure there'll be some bumps in the road, but we're going to get to work and just enjoy each other's company. And I'm just looking forward to getting to know the guys a bit.
Hey, Mitch, have you ever met a human larger than Ty Insecki?
Oh, no, that dude's gigantic.
I know.
that's a big man right there.
I'm just curious because you've been around a lot of big people.
Sure.
But
yeah, that's
he's
a big dude right there for
right,
sure.
Exactly.
Hey, Mitch, thanks for this. We're a couple of weeks away from getting you guys here for the off-season workouts. We look forward to visiting with you then as well. Thank you very much for this today.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. I appreciate you having me on.